The power of goal setting. You know, any success program that I've ever had the good fortune to go through, whether it be a good book, a good set of tapes, a good seminar, almost every single one talks about the power of goal setting. Why? Because it's a fundamental key to all lifelong success plans you could possibly imagine. The challenge, of course, is we hear it so often, we tend to take it just a little bit for granted, don't we? I mean, get yourself on the point where you've heard it so often, you go, please don't talk about goal setting. You know, I know all about it. Yes, I should make sure my goals are stated in the positive. Yes, I should write them down. Yeah, I know all that stuff. Come on. But you know what? You got to be careful not to get caught in that trap called the law of familiarity. You know, where you get so used to it, you begin to take it just a little bit for granted. Because fundamentals have to be practiced daily. Hey, think about the greatest coaches that you can think of in sports history. Names like Vince Lombardi, for example, or John Wooden. What were they known most for? Teaching fundamentals to people that were already the best at what they do. I mean, think about it. John Wooden would take a basketball player, a kid who is the best in the world at what he does virtually, at least for his age group, and he can make a shot from virtually anywhere, and he go, that's really cute, kid. Get over here, and I want you to shoot 400 free throws. And the kid says, I can do that. He said, yeah, well, let's see you do it. Or come over here, and I want to see you shoot 500 bank shots from 5 feet. Well, I can do that, the kid would say. He goes, yeah, I know you can do it, and you're going to do it every day this many times so that you do it in the key clutch moments. You got to practice fundamentals every day. He won 11 consecutive national championships, unlike any team in history. That's the power of fundamentals. So anytime I do a workshop, anytime I try and do tapes, usually I put a goal-setting workshop in there. And some of them have some similarities. So if you've done one with me before, here's a chance to do it again and do it even more effectively. Invariably, when I hear people say something like, well, teach me something new, I know they aren't into mastery. Because repetition, again, is the mother of skill. You've heard me say that over and over again. It's because if you want to master anything, you've got to do it over and over and over again. And every time I do a goal-setting workshop myself, I obviously make new distinctions. I set up some new goals. They change. So don't take it for granted and say, well, I can do that some other time. I already know my goals. Don't get caught in that hook. Break through the bonds of your past and look at the world in a whole new way where you understand fundamentals must be practiced daily and you'll do whatever it takes. You're not bored by fundamentals. You get excited about doing the daily things that create the ongoing level of happiness and joy you want for a lifetime. Now, let's take a quick look. What is the power of goals? Why do we talk about them so much? Why do we need to use them? Why are they important? Answer, with goals, we create the future in advance. We create our destiny. We shape our lives. Hey, we all have goals, whether we know it or not. The problem is some people have really lousy goals. And whatever your goals are, they're affecting you. Maybe your goals are to get through this day. Maybe the goals are how to pay the lousy bills. The problem with goals like that is they don't exactly inspire you and get you to jump out of bed early in the morning and say, I can't wait to go out today and pay my lousy bills. Rarely does that really create emotion and drive inside of you. Goals can create the power to make us grow and expand and develop our success. But we've got to have something out there that's compelling enough to draw us forth. Done properly and specifically, they transform our lives. One of my best and favorite examples is a study that was done in 1953 at Yale University. What they did there was an intensive study where they interviewed the graduating class just before they left school. And they asked them a whole series of questions, but the one that was most interesting for me was, they asked them, how many of you have a clear, specific set of goals with a written plan for their achievement? Well, interestingly enough, as you might guess, less than 3% had a set of written goals with a plan. 20 years later, in 1973, they went back and interviewed the surviving class members of the class of 53, and they interviewed these people to find out what were their lives like. Well, the interesting thing was the 3% that had written goals that specifically had a plan for their attainment appeared to be happier, more well-adjusted, more excited about their life as a whole. But see, those things are subjective. The one thing that's very measurable is this. The group of people who had written goals were worth more in financial terms than the entire other 97% that didn't have goals combined. Think about that. That's the power of goal setting. I can tell you in my own life, it has transformed me. That you can know all the techniques of how to condition yourself to succeed, but if you don't know why you're doing it, if you don't know what it is you're moving towards, then it's rare that you're going to get the most out of yourself. years ago, I had the unique good fortune as I began to study some of these technologies for optimum performance. I was invited to go to Russia, and I spent over there approximately 2 weeks. During that time, I got a chance to explore many aspects of Russia. I got to go to the universities. I got the chance to meet with some of the people who were involved in optimum performance technologies. And in the process of doing that, I found myself on one stretch where I was on the Trans-Siberian Railway, where I was going literally from Moscow all the way to Siberia and then back to Leningrad again. We're talking about a large stretch of land and a lot of time to just think. During that time, I was just starting to develop some of my personal power. I really hadn't created my life the way I wanted it, but I felt like there were some possibilities out there for me. I was still living in my 400-square-foot bachelor apartment. I was still overweight. I was still in a position where I really didn't have my life where I wanted it in terms of my relationships. But on that trip, for 2.5 days, all I did was set goals. And then for another 2 or 3 days, all I did was design plans on how I was going to achieve them. And I set goals that were well beyond my present ability or skill. I had no idea how I was going to make them happen. And that's important. But I operated from a principle that's talked about in every religion known to man. So regardless of what you believe religiously or spiritually, it's a common law. And that is the power of absolute total belief and faith. I operated from the frame that if I could get inspired enough, if I found a goal that was exciting enough for me, I would figure out how to make it happen. Even though right now it might seem impossible, I would pull it off. And I laid out goals for my life in virtually every area, personally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically, financially. And I chunked down, what do I want in my life ultimately, and what do I want right now? And a lot of areas I thought, well, I can make it happen. I figured I can get control of my emotions. And so I set goals about how I wanted to be, how I wanted to communicate, how much joy I wanted to have, how much passion, how I wanted to live every single day, the kind of person I wanted to be as a human being. I described everything. Now you might say, well, gosh, you know, you're really creating a lot of limitations. I set goals and I look at them and then I review them and see if they still make sense to me. But I did it in detail. I also did it in the area of finances and I set some pretty absurd goals. I decided I want to make $250,000 a year in personal income. At the time, I was making less than $3,000 a month. $3,000 was a good month. Guess what happened? I came back. I laid out this plan. In fact, I did the plan on the back of a map that I bought in Russia. I have it to this day where I broke down the whole thing. I show it oftentimes to people in my seminars so they get an idea of where I was and what I actually created just by designing the roadmaps necessary for success. I came back and began to implement it. A lot of my plans, I have to tell you, did not work out. But I achieved over 80% of my goals in less than 12 months. I mean, massive change. I went well beyond anything I dreamed of. I changed myself physically. I lost all the weight. I changed myself emotionally and developed the confidence that was necessary. I changed myself in my relationships massively. I took myself from totally broke financially to over $1 million net worth in less than 12 months. You talk about massive change. My life changed in every level. I mean, I can tell you how much my confidence changed, but you know, you might go, oh, big deal. But it did. My level of confidence, my level of faith, my ability to create rapport changed radically. I mean, and I also set thing goals besides my personal development goals because I had felt confident that I could probably accomplish some of the development within myself. But I felt like I can control that. I can't control the outside world or my economics or the ability to get things. That was my hang-up at the time. I set goals for things like I was going to have a limousine, a stretch limousine. I mean, how absurd. I had a car that was breaking down continuously. I had a stretch limousine within 6 months. I mean, I'm talking about massive, massive change. I mean, you can't imagine the kind of miracles that happen. I know this sounds fluffy and bizarre, but it really works. I remember when the first time I went to Fiji. I mean, it's my favorite place in the world. And I thought, you know, I've been everywhere. I've been to most of the major countries in the world. This is the most beautiful, amazing land I've ever been to. You know, I got to own a piece of property on this specific island. You know, I never would have thought in a million years that 2 years later, after setting that goal, I'd own an island, you know, or that I'd own a resort in Namali. You know, it's one of the top three resorts in Fiji now. And I go there 4 times a year with 20 of my best friends, and we all have a blast. And we set our goals there. We relook at our lives and balance it and have fun. I mean, it's amazing. But there's just, if you were to try to tell me that 2 years earlier, I would have said, you are absolutely insane. You're nuts. There's just no way. I mean, you know, get real. And I'm here to tell you, don't get real. Get intelligent. Because what's real to you today is based on your past, based on your past experiences. And if you limit your future based on your past, you're not going to go anywhere. You got to get the goals that are big enough to drive you, to excite you. So don't stop and go, well, how do I do it? That's not the first step. The first step is get it down. And if you do that, you can create your island, your paradise, whether that be something emotional inside of you you want to create, like a character change or a behavior or a habit, or whether that's a business you want to start, or whether that's some kind of money you want to earn or something you want to do for your children. I mean, I'm telling you, it can happen. The magic that you've heard about and dreamed about is real, and it starts with a simplistic process of taking these generalized impulses of desire and starting to define them with more precision. This is the power of goal setting. And we don't understand totally how it works. There's something beyond just what we understand of writing something down. Something happens. You become a creator when you write down goals and you get clear as to absolutely why you'll make them happen. And by the way, that's the key that we're going to touch on here in detail. We've got to make sure that you not only set goals, but you get absolutely clear why you want them. Because there's a fundamental key to goal setting that changed my life, and that is this. Purpose is stronger than outcome. What do I mean? Well, I think that the purpose of goals is not so you get things. The purpose of any goal, the real reason to set goals, is what they will make of you as a person. Hey, look, at the end of your life, all the things that you accumulate are not going to make you happy. At the end of your life, all you're going to have is who you've become as a person, the moments you've created in your life that you'll never forget. So some people in life, they go out and set goals and they do it blindly. They say, these are all things I want to have in my life. And they focus, let's say, on things. And there's nothing wrong with focusing on things. I want you to have as many things as you want. That's part of life too. That's part of the manifestation process of creating results. But if all you do is focus on getting things, it may cost you. Some people in their desire to get things have given up their own integrity of who they want to be, of what they want to create in their life. And you got to be careful of that. You got to make sure when you set a goal, you know why you're doing it. Hey, you might work real hard, for example, to do something thing-oriented. Let's say you want to make $1 million. But see, $1 million only motivates you so much. Becoming the kind of person who is able to manifest total abundance financially and physically for themselves and the people around them, that's rather exciting. Having the freedom that you think the money will give you, or having the ability to give, or having the ability to do things that you think that money will give you, or having more time, that'll motivate you a lot more than just the money. Does that make sense?